The coronavirus pandemic has turned life as we know it upside down.
We're in the United States of America, and you think to yourself, how in the hell did we let this happen?
How are our communities, our jobs, and our daily lives changing? And where do we go from here?
We've spent billions of dollars hunting down terrorist cells. We don't do that with pandemics. That's the wrong approach.
America Interrupted, a new original podcast series from the PBS NewsHour, available wherever you get your podcasts.
The official global death toll in the COVID-19 pandemic has now reached 300,000. That includes 85,000 in the United States. The new numbers were posted as a federal vaccine expert warned the nation could face, quote, the darkest winter in modern history. White House correspondent Yamiche Alcindor begins with this report.
The Subcommittee on Health will now come to order.
Today on Capitol Hill, a top scientist and whistleblower.
Some scientists raised early warning signals that were overlooked, and pages from our pandemic playbook were ignored.
Dr. Rick Bright is a government expert on viruses who was working to combat COVID-19. He alleges that federal officials withheld information in the early months of the coronavirus outbreak.
We did not forewarn people. We did not train people. We did not educate them on social distancing and wearing a mask as we should have in January and February. All of those forewarnings and all those educational opportunities for the American public could have had an impact on further slowing this outbreak and saving more lives.
Bright says he raised concerns about an unproven coronavirus treatment, hydroxychloroquine, touted by President Trump. He also claims, in retaliation, he was pushed out of his job as the director of the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, or BARDA. In April, Bright filed a whistleblower complaint. He says his, quote, efforts to prioritize science and safety over political expediency rankled those in the administration who wished to continue to push this false narrative. Last week, the Federal Office of Special Counsel determined Bright's removal was retaliatory. It said he should be reinstated as BARDA's director during the investigation. But the bulk of Bright's warnings today focused on what he frames as the White House's sluggish response to the pandemic. He described warnings from the CEO of a major surgical mask manufacturer, Mike Bowen.
Congressman, I'll never forget the emails I received from Mike Bowen and indicating that our mask supply or N95 respirator supply was completely decimated. And he said, we're in deep shit. The world is, and we need to act. And I pushed that forward to the highest levels I could in HHS and got no response.
Going to hear about the
committee Democrats also accused the White House of putting politics before science.
Dr. Bright has filed one of the most specific and troubling whistleblower complaints I've ever seen. He was the right person with the right judgment at the right time. He was not only ignored, he was fired for being right. We can't have a system where the government fires those who get it right and reward those who get it completely wrong.
I believe any whistleblower should be respected.
But Republicans questioned whether Bright himself acted properly. They challenged his motives for testifying.
But this hearing is not about a whistleblower complaint. It's about undermining the administration during a national and global crisis. You chose not to elevate your concerns to the officers of the Inspector General, but instead kept selected screenshots that didn't include full context.
Meanwhile, at the White House, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar echoed critiques of Bright's record and defended President Trump's.
Everything he's complaining about was achieved. Dr. Bright was part of a team and was simply saying what everybody else at the White House and at HHS was saying. Not one bit of difference. And on hydroxychloroquine, Dr. Bright literally signed the application for FDA authorization of it.
President Trump dismissed Bright as bitter.
And he looks like an angry, disgruntled employee who, frankly, according to some people, didn't do a very good job.
The back and forth over Bright came amid the ongoing debate about when and how to reopen the economy. New Labor Department figures showed almost 3 million more Americans filed unemployment claims last week. That brings total claims since the pandemic to more than 36 million. The anxiety is palpable across the country. Today, protesters in Lansing, Michigan, again demanded a reopening. In neighboring Wisconsin on Wednesday, Democratic Governor Tony Evers' stay-at-home order extension was overruled by conservative majority court. Last night, bars quickly filled with patrons not wearing facial coverings against health officials' guidance. One owner, Chad Arndt, said his Port Washington bar employees were desperate to return to work.
After my employees haven't been paid now in 2 months, I had to look out for them and their families, and I had to look out for my business.
Some cities in Wisconsin, including Milwaukee and Madison, quickly imposed their own restrictions after the court ruling. President Trump has encouraged an end to restrictions, and today he traveled again, this time to Allentown, Pennsylvania. There, during a tour of a distribution center that makes personal protective equipment, he ignored his own CDC guidance and did not wear a protective mask. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Yamiche Alcindor.
Also today, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention posted 6 pages of guidance for reopening schools, businesses, and other groups. The documents had initially been shelved by the White House. Another 57 pages of more extensive guidelines have yet to be released.